Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That again is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing, How Great Thou Art, and then part four, Pastor Duck's message, entitled, Whose Name Are You Wearing? From Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 8.
My soul. praise in the house of the living God. Even when everything is bad, God's still good. Even when we're in a mess, He is our miracle-working God. Even when we have no place else to look, we can look to Jesus, who is the author and the finish of our faith. He'll never fail you, friend. He'll never leave you. He'll never abandon you. He'll bring you through what you're going through. And He'll be that friend that will stick closer than a brother. Oh, hallelujah. One day, we're going to see Him face to face. And what a day of rejoicing that will be. Let's go back and sing that chorus one more time. Oh, just lift your voice. Lift your voice in praise to Him today.
Then sings my soul, oh my Savior God, to Thee.
Hallelujah.
How great Thou art. How great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee.
Come on now, listen.
How great Thou art, how great Thou art.
And this is where we are today. You know, in Genesis 11, they want to make for themselves a name. And in the Bible, names are significant. Names represent basically three things: authority, responsibility, and ownership. So to have God's name meant that God would be your authority. And that God would own you and be responsible. I don't want God to own me. Let me tell you what. God owns you whether you want it or not. Hallelujah. God can take you out of here just that quick. And folks, we need to respect who God is. And we need to declare who He is. You have to be willing today to change your name for His name. You've got to be willing today to want His way, not your way. The people in Genesis 11, they didn't want God's name. So therefore, they did not want what God wanted for them. Let me tell you what, as Nahum said, the Lord hath His way. Amen. You're going to wind up cooperating with God one way or the other. So therefore, they would keep religion, but you know, God today, they would not want the dependency of God in their life of being dependent. They thought they could do it all themselves. You can't do it all yourself today. When 9/11 occurred, everything stopped. Did you notice that? I remember that morning, and I remember vividly that I was called, and Cynthia and I was called, and said, turn your television set on. There's a tragedy that's happened in New York City. And we saw the flames and the smoke billowing from the first tower. And then here comes another plane into another burst of explosion of fire and debris. And, you know, it's so sad. And yes, you know, we thought those were papers or boxes or things falling out of that building. And it was people jumping to their death. What a sad occasion. People sitting at their desk in the Pentagon. And all of a sudden, a jet flies into the side of that particular building and destroys lives and ruins people's homes and their relationships forever. You know, when it occurred, everything stopped. Congress even called for a special and a national day of worship and prayer. When 9/11 occurred, it's terrible, but this was finally where people started to say, we need to get back to God. But unfortunately, it didn't last. After a few weeks, everybody went back to what we call normalcy. God became important because the technology of America, we think we know everything. You know what? They can take out one power grid and we can't do nothing. Remember the old days when, you know, you had the accountant sitting at the table and they had a calculator or they had a piece of paper and a pencil and they calculated and they had the books and their accounts and they kept everything and they were not dependent upon some mechanical thing except maybe a calculator? Now we can't do anything without technology. Today we can't. You heard about the Samsung 7 blowing up, catching. That's your technology, folks. It'll blow up in your face. Because of our technology today, the center of economic enterprise collapsed. And that was purposed by those who sent those planes to do that very thing. The center of military power would be under attack. Who would have thought this could happen? We are technologically one of the greatest nations in the world. We have so much technology. But isn't it amazing that one flicker of the light and one power surge or something happens, everything in your house is fried. All that information you had on your computer, gone. It makes a difference how great, and you know, we are a great nation technologically, but when it boils down to the facts today, it makes no difference how great or how advanced you are. Because if you run far enough from God, let me tell you what, the covering of God is removed. The more you remove yourself from God, let me tell you what, the bigger the door opens for evil to infiltrate and perpetrate and take over your life. Genesis 11:5. And the Lord came down, that's interesting, to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. They had said that they would build a tower. You remember that as we read a moment ago? And it would reach into heaven. But what happened here? The Lord came down. Wait a minute. But they were building a tower to heaven, to reach to the heavens. Why would God have to come down if they had built this massive structure that would reach into the heavens and on the top of it would be a temple? It was man's way to get to God. It was not God's way. So if they had made it to reach that far, then why would God have to come down? Folks, it matters not how high we get. Let me tell you what, God still has to come down. And I'm glad over 2,000 years ago He came down. I'm glad over 2,000 years ago He came down in a sinful, dirty, dingy world. But not only for the sins of the people of that day, but He saw the sins of today. And Jesus, He bore in His body our sins and our shame and our degradation and our crimes and everything that was in our life that was wrong. And God commended His love to Him. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. See, we had no way. We tried everything. We tried religion. We tried rituals. We tried every means and every thought. And people today still are trying every way, thinking there are multiple ways. Oprah Winfrey said, it's everybody just going different ways but winding up in the same place. I beg your pardon. When it comes that day of judgment, there's only one way. There's only one way, and Jesus has declared that way in John 14:6, that I am the way, the truth, and the life, that no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let me tell you, if you're trying to get there by religion, you're going to fall short. But when you come to the relationship of knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, hallelujah, you're going to enter into that glorious holy city that God's prepared one day because you trusted the God that made a way where we had no way. Amen. See, God does not make you remember Him. And God does not make you serve Him. God does not make you today follow Him. But today you can choose not to, but be assured you're going to pay the price when the day comes. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, after that the judgment. God is going to shatter that declaration of independence, and He did that in verse 7. As I close today, He says, go to, let us go down, and there confound their language. I like that part where He said, you know, let us.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, at AOL.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning into our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.